Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Because Marie Said So podcast, the podcast where we talk bridal, business, and all the real talk for all the moments that matter most. I'm your host, Marie Adornato, and today we're diving into something every bride needs to hear before she even steps foot in a bridal boutique. This episode is all about what you need to know before making your first bridal gown appointment. And let me tell you, knowing this before you shop can totally change your experience. You're going to feel prepared, empowered, and excited instead of stressed and overwhelmed. So grab a coffee or a glass of bubbly and let's get into it. First thing that you're going to want to know when you are preparing to make your appointment is understand your timeline. Whenever the date of your wedding is, make sure that you back up a year to a year and a half to start your bridal gown shopping process. Now, you're freaking out now, right? You're saying, well, my wedding's in 6 months. Oh my gosh, I just got engaged. And that's okay too. But if you are going to be looking to do custom design or special order, this is something that does take some time. So you are going to need to really take a look at your timeline and make sure that you give yourself enough time to not only shop, but to sit and sleep on it, and then go back and make your final decision. This way you're not stressed or rushed. So where's the sweet spot in time frame? The sweet spot is 12 to 18 months before the wedding to start the shopping process for your bridal gown. Why? Well, if you are ordering a custom dress, you will need some time for production. Most gowns are produced not within the United States. So we are looking at worldwide production, which we have a lot of issues going on right now with tariffs and shipping and things like that. So it is important to make sure that you give yourself enough time in the event that your production or the shipping does get stalled. Number two, start researching the bridal stores that you want to visit. Not every bridal store is going to be a good fit for you and your type of wedding, your theme, your experience that you're looking for with your family and friends while you're shopping. Some stores will require appointments. Some stores will allow walk-ins. It's very important that you understand before heading to the store what the theme of the store is, what the aesthetic is, what services they offer, and to make sure that they also have gowns in your budget. Which leads me to number three. Know your budget. Your budget is defined as the dollars that you have to spend on the day that you are looking to purchase your gown. If you are shopping and you don't know what your budget is, or you don't know who's paying for the dress, that may become problematic if you find the one on that first visit and you don't want to lose the opportunity to either place an order on that dress or purchase it right off the rack. So it's very important to understand your budget. What is the definition of your budget? Your budget is defined as the dollars that you have to spend on the day that you are shopping and making a decision on your bridal gown. So many times brides will go to these appointments and they'll have a wonderful time shopping. They'll fall in love with the dress and simply not be prepared to pull the trigger and say yes. But what could be a problem in that situation, there might be a special trunk show happening. The dress could be discontinuing soon, the price could be going up, or there's a special promotion that's happening on the day that you're shopping. And you don't want to lose out on that. While you are considering your budget, also consider the options of payment. Find out from the boutique what type of deposit they take. Do they require payment in full? Do they have a layaway program? Also, research sources like Affirm, any sort of buy now, pay later, Afterpay, PayPal, those type of resources are wonderful in order to allow you to buy now and pay later. This way you don't have a fear of missing out on that gown once you walk out the door because you weren't prepared to make the purchase that day. This also reduces the stress for the entire planning process of your wedding. Once you know that you have that gown secured and you know that that's the dress that you're wearing, you can then move on to other important decisions like flowers, bridesmaids, mother of the bride dresses. Number four, think about the people who you want to bring to your appointment. Be mindful of who they are and their personalities. Are they going to be supportive of you? Make sure to leave negative Nelly home. It's very important for you to set the standard before the appointment. Discuss with the group, you know, what the protocol is going to be during the appointment. It's wonderful to have family and friends to offer you honest feedback, but it's also very important to make sure that you have those people who are the most supportive of you and know you the best so that they can help you in making this very important decision. Number 5, be prepared to dress for the occasion. Make sure that you do the research on the items that you are going to need for the appointment. Most stores will provide you with that information upon making your appointment, whether it's the proper undergarments, shoes, specific things that you want to wear, whether it's mom's veil that you want to bring to match with a dress, or if there's something important in your family that's been an heirloom that you want to incorporate in the wedding. Make sure that you've done your research, talk to the bridal salon, talk to the stylist that you're going to be working with. And if there is something important that you would like to incorporate into the wedding planning process and into the look on your wedding day, you want to make sure that you have that all prepared and ready to go on that day of the appointment. Brides, you've got this. Your gown shopping experience can be beautiful, emotional, and empowering. When you walk in prepared and ready to say yes to your dress, you want that moment to be a magical moment for both you and your family. So to review, know your timeline, research your stores and stylists, reflect on what flatters you, bring your best energy and your best people, dress the part, and know your budget. Because at the end of the day, you deserve to feel confident, calm, and celebrated through the whole journey. If this episode helped you feel more prepared, do me a favor, share it with a bride you love. And if you're already subscribed, hit that follow button so you don't miss more Real Talk episodes like this one. I'm Marie Adornato, and this has been Because Marie Said So. Thanks for listening. And until next time, keep saying yes to what makes you feel like you.